My name is Susan Fothergill, and I am the Senior Policy Associate for Attendance Works, which is a national nonprofit organization that works to educate and build awareness around the issue of attendance and chronic absence, and to build capacity with school districts and schools to be able to be responsive to student absenteeism. So the I used to direct the Baltimore Student Attendance Campaign, and we had a work group that met for about 18 months. And as part of that effort, we were identifying common barriers to student attendance, things that are happening sort of external to young people that help, that contribute to them not being able to attend school every day. And transportation became a focus area for the work group. We spent a few months on it because we heard with such great frequency from the young people that when you talk to young people in any part of the city about what are the challenges they face about getting to school every day, transportation comes up again and again, whether you're talking to a kid at Patterson High School, if you're talking to a kid at Baltimore School for the Arts. That is a common challenge. And so knowing that from the conversations that we've had with young people, we understood that we needed to delve into the topic, understand the issue, and then look for opportunities to alleviate some of the challenges. So the kinds of barriers that we heard from students as it relates to taking the bus. One barrier was the bus just passing them by and not picking them up. And the feeling on the part of the student that it wasn't that the bus was full, but it was that the bus didn't want to pick up the kids. And there are examples of that. Another issue that the kids talked about were the buses just being incredibly crowded. I met with a group of students one time, and I asked them what their ride experience was like. The kids didn't verbally respond to me. They got up, they walked across the room, then they smushed themselves together, and they said, this is what it's like. So I've heard kids talk about safety on buses, kids being accosted, held up. So there's this question of safety on the bus stops and then on the buses themselves. I've heard students talk about, a couple of more things. So the bus pass is expiring too early in the day. So if you're in sports or after school clubs, if you get out of school around 6 or 7, if you're traveling across the city, the bus passes expire at 8, then they can't get home. They have to pay for it. I've also heard kids talk about the transfer spots, especially at night in the winter. So a kid from Patterson, traveling from Patterson to the west side, has to get off in downtown and then switch to another bus and then get to the other side, and being really worried about that. If it's a late day, the MTA buses don't add buses to their schedule for like 10 o'clock. So they're designed to have the most buses on the street in the morning during like a worker's commute, which usually coincides with the student's commute. But if a student has a 2-hour delay, then the times between when the buses come and go, the length grows, but now the kids are trying to get to school. Also, lots of students, so the bell schedules, there's 7 bell schedules for, and you have to double check because it might have changed, but the bell schedules, there's 7 bells for when the kids get out or when the kids have to be in school. And so you have a lot of kids from different schools getting on, having to sit at the same bus stops to get home. And so sort of like the challenge of moving all those kids at sort of the same time because of the narrow bell schedule in the morning and in the afternoon. And I saw, so there was this time where I was at a coffee shop and we were sort of in the middle of the transportation thing. And I saw 2 kids sitting on a bus stop on Harford Road taking the number 19. And I saw them sitting there waiting for the bus. So I went into the coffee shop, like got my coffee, talked to folks, like I knew people there. I was in there for like a half an hour and I came back out and the 2 students were still sitting there. So I walked across the street and I said, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm sure a bus is coming. Like, you're going to get to school today. And then we saw a bus coming up the street and I was like, awesome. Like, here's your bus. And then the bus just flew right by them. And so, I mean, I've seen it happen.
What time of day was that?
I think it was a late bell day because it was probably like 9:30. It was a late day. I think they had an hour delay, and the bus was not full. Maybe they didn't see them. I don't know. But I do think that there is this issue of what is the relationship between the bus drivers and the students, and is there an opportunity to help to build that relationship between those 2 groups? I think that makes a lot of sense. I think that's probably part of the challenge and sort of their perceptions of each other.